Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, I don't know what sport this is.
Not our usual.
No, it's the one with Amanda sound on there, ain't it?
No. Because that would have been that one. We got that one, though. We got the magical noise. But we're back.
Yes, I'd like to welcome everybody back to another episode. A special episode, right?
Oh, wait. Hold on.
All right. We're not back.
No, we are. Keep going.
Special episode. Dawn to be in the frame before I say it.
We were upside down. I couldn't see where we were.
Oh. special episode. This episode 250 of the Step Brothers Pod. Yes, that's 250. $2.50, 250, however you want to
quarter
do it.
Quarter to a thousand.
You know what I hate with some of these?
What, like, numbers?
Well, I do hate numbers. Oh, I got a story, a great story to tell you about numbers.
All right.
Matter of fact. But like when it's episode 250 of something, right? It'll be like 2.50. Like it'll try to, like, I can't explain it. I think they only do it with like podcast episode numbers though. Like they'll try to like do season 250 episode thing. You know what I mean?
I got you.
And I'm like, nah,
that's not what
it is. It's 250. Yeah. Anyways, it's your host with the most, Chris Minor, aka Dino Simone, extra cheese and pepperoni, aka Talk to Me Nice, Young Chris Kringle. Y'all know me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all forgive me. I'm a little mellow, dramatic today. I wouldn't say I'm going through withdrawals, but let me just say it's been a hell of a time since the last pod. A lot has happened, and I've been on life high and drug high, so it's like everything's kind of coasting right now.
All right.
But what's good, Dalton?
What's up? It's your boy, Dad Gang.
Yes, sir.
D-A-D-D. The man with the hats. Also, apologies for last week. I did my best.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, the video was so bright.
Yeah.
I could not do anything. Like, Chris looked fine the whole time. But I would just look like Casper, and I'm sorry. And I did everything I could on the back end, but once you have an unusual video, you know, bad lighting can ruin it. But I'm also, from going forward, I'm gonna try to wear dark colors on here just to mitigate some of those problems. So, because I was like even my hoodie was glowing. I was like super sane the whole time. But
more of ghostly than.
I just want to apologize for that. You know, we're still getting the kings. So this is our normal room.
Well, so. I'll say the black room is like, because we've done.
Yeah, but I would. This room is the room we try to use.
Yeah.
I'll say that because it is the best room for lighting because you can get the light back. The camera could go back further over here. And it's more wide because that black room is very narrow. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, we're here. You know what I'm saying? So enough with the chop talk. But yeah, as always, Dad Gang hats, 50% off at dadgang.co.
They do have beanies. I'm going to get some.
They do have beanies now.
I'm starting my beanie.
The animation will pop up on the screen, but the code is Dalton, my name, D-A-L-T-O-N, 42453 at dadgang.co. The link is always in the description of audio and the video. It'll be on screen for video. I'll also say it once more at the end just to make sure y'all know
yeah.
What's good.
Right.
And what's good is we're on episode 250, 250.
That's a fact.
So I guess where we always start things with is how was your week? Because I know you had a crazy.
Yeah, it's been a time.
Week. Yeah.
Last pod. Well, here lately, me and Diamond have been meeting up after the pod at
B-Dubs,
of course, where my bartender, my lovely bartender, always takes care of me there. And after that, I'm not even going to hold you. After B-Dubs, I don't really remember anything significant happening. I know I just started working on music again here recently. Cat's out of the bag, I guess. And that's been fun for me to kind of get back in there and try to figure out what I want to do and say and stuff like that.
Dropped your vape.
Can't do that. Sorry about that. It's going to look bad on camera. But work has been interesting. I don't really know who listens to the pod from work, so I don't want to give too much away. But yeah, we'll cross that bridge when we
get there.
with that particular topic.
Okay.
But I did have something interesting happen at work.
Okay. What it is.
Lately, which I really just made that realization Saturday. Like, Chase, who you met,
at dinner.
Mm-hmm. And then Quinn. There's only two guys that work there besides me. And it just so happens that they're both off on the same day. So I'm like the only guy there. And I never paid attention to it until Saturday because I'm like, why am I being asked to do so much today? I'm like, oh, I'm the only guy here. That's probably why. Even if they were there, you know, no shade or shots to them, it's still going to be axed. But, like, I don't know. I just realized it's Saturday. Anyways, so it's a normal day. I think this happened, today's Thursday. It happened Tuesday. And as you know, Tuesday is senior day.
Senior day. If you've been in any retail situation and you have senior day.
Yes. I mean, but again, I'll be in the back, not ducking no smoke, though. Anytime a manager page is made, don't matter what other manager is there, I'm going to be the first one to go up there because I'm the front end manager. But I'm also over donations. And, yeah, I'm a man of many hats. Anyways, so here's the scenario, right?
Yeah.
I'm in the back, chilling. It's so fucking fire too. Like the coworkers that I hang out with outside of work, like I'm sending them music now. I'm like, what do y'all think? Like, be honest. Like the conversations that we have about me though, like my life, what's going on with the ladies and stuff like that.
Okay.
Because I'm always in search of like perspective, even if I'm not. I'm never asking for advice. Like, there's nothing y'all could really tell me at this point. Like, that, as far as, like, you know, that goes, I know what I'm doing. Right? So I'm very well aware.
For better or worse.
Yeah, for better or worse, I'm well aware of what I'm doing. Uh-huh. But, like, I just think it's dope that we can have these conversations and I can share my music with them. And it's not they're really just... they're not giving me like pointers or anything like, oh, I think you should be like this. It's either I like it or I don't, or it's cool that you create, like you're a creative person. It's not like, oh bro, that bar right there, I would tweet, you know, it's none of that. They just, the girls, they like music. You know what I'm saying? Cool. But anyways, so I'm in the back and I'm pricing. It is exactly what it sounds like. I'm pricing the items that are hitting the floors. The assistant manager is there. It's just me and her. And matter of fact, I was off Monday. And when I'm off, that's when I really am able to just get in my bag.
Okay.
Versus like trying to work on music when I get off work and I'm like tired or whatever. So I had a night. I was on several different things and drinking. And I'm like in a zone. I'm just working. Anyways, so I didn't think that Tuesday was going to be a good day for me. Just like, wanted to be around people after you go you've been alone in your fucking cave all night. I get why Bruce Wayne is kind of like the way that he is. You know what I'm saying? Has to be Bruce Wayne when I was just Batman all night. Nigga, I don't want to be around people. Alfred, you're making me. Alfred's like, Master Wayne, you have to go to the meeting today. You got to keep your up your appearances. And like, nigga, I just kicked 30 niggas' ass last night.
But that's his choice.
It is his choice.
Because.
Right.
You ain't got to be Batman, motherfucker. You did it.
Gotham needs him.
He made a difference. But
he made a difference.
Okay.
When niggas see that bat sign, in it, they get scared. You saw the movie, nigga.
I know. What I'm saying
sometimes
is,
they just throw it on, and they don't even know a Batman gonna show up or not. They just want to scare niggas.
You're talking about the common criminal. But right. These motherfuckers crazy motherfuckers do not give a fuck.
You know what? Now we on the subject of Batman. We'll get back to my day. But you saw what Duffel tweeted.
Oh, yeah.
Cat versus Batman.
Yeah, okay. Let's hold on. Okay, so we'll break it down.
Okay.
Because
UFC fight style.
Yeah, they were like, no weapons, right? Is what he said. Who, like, in a one-on-one fight.
We're talking Marvel's Captain America.
Captain America versus Batman.
But the Batman that was in the picture was Zack Snyder's Batman.
But I think that was just a picture. It didn't say that specifically.
No, it has to be.
Okay, even then.
Because there's only one cat.
Okay. But even then,
okay,
if we're doing that, my only question is...
Super Soldier Serum?
That one.
Mm-hmm.
And is this like...
To the death?
No. Oh. Is this in advance or that it's like fight?
What, like, you're saying, does Batman have time to prepare? Like,
yes.
Prep?
Because if we're talking no weapons, like, I know Batman can get busy with the fist.
Yeah.
But Cap still has a superhero syndrome.
True.
Because he has super strength, stamina, like healing ability, like he faster than a normal person.
Yeah.
I mean, this motherfucker's punching aliens in the face.
Yeah.
I mean, his shield is dope, but that ain't really what Cap.
Batman fought the them things.
Yeah, I got you.
The Paris.
But he was using bombs and shit. If you don't have weapons, how is he going to even impact? But that's what I'm saying. If he prepares, he might be able to do, like, think of something to do. But I'm saying, if this is a straight-up one-on-one fight, they're just like, go at it. Dog.
You shut your mouth.
No.
Okay, for argument's sake, though.
Sure. Because he's just a regular human.
I know, Dalton, which makes him the greatest of all time.
No, I love Batman. That's
because
that's why the question is the super serum, right?
Right. But I don't even think that is
a deciding thing.
It is, but I don't
because
think.
If Batman gets one of these,
okay,
through the chest,
okay,
that motherfucker gonna fly through the ring, bro. Look,
Duffel's whole argument was that Bane broke his back, right?
Oh yeah, that was
okay.
But Batman, he always breaks his back. That's part of the thing.
But we're talking about Christian Bale's Batman.
Yeah.
Who, in the movies, was not there. He wasn't hand-to-hand combat a lot in those films.
Yeah, that movie was more about the detective aspect.
Right, more of the gadgets and shit like that. It was
a very modern
thing. In the picture that was posted, this was Ben Affleck's Batman. One, his suit is that of... When the homie tried to cut him, sparks flew, which tells me that is an armored suit. That's one.
But no weapons.
But I'm just using that as an example of what the suit can take.
But that means he won't fight with the suit, though.
What do you mean? The suit is the suit.
But if you're UFC, you're fighting barehanded.
But
like,
but again, I'm going off the picture that was used.
You're going into semantics.
That's what matters in the fight.
No, because if we're saying UFC rules, they're not wearing armor in a UFC fight.
I'm just saying, it's that UFC, which means...
They're in fucking spandex underwear.
They're not wearing that, bro. They're in their costume. They didn't get
so you could tell who it is, so it's not Chris Evans versus Ben Affleck. Duh.
It's Captain America versus Batman.
Right.
But the versions that they use...
It doesn't even matter.
Because there's been 17 Batmans.
It doesn't matter the version. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. One Batman actually... threw hands in film for real,
no,
and one did not.
Okay,
so you can't say Bane broke his back, because that version of Bruce Wayne that's in that picture's back did not get broken.
I'm telling you, that is not what they're going for here. They're literally asking
Batman, the Batman, all the comics.
But I'm just saying, if they fought like a normal fight, not like no gear, is what they're basically saying.
If
we're doing a one-on-one UFC fight, they're in spandex shorts with some gloves, and they can go whatever they want in the octagon ring.
Cal or no cal?
Nothing. He has to be straight up.
He's
getting kicked through the ring.
I'm thinking they just posed it in the UFC ring just to say,
because if
it's like a hand-to-hand combat situation. Because
if he gets to fight with a suit, then yes, that makes a big difference.
I don't see why he would not fight.
Because if we're talking about, if they're talking about with nothing on, like no weapons or gear, that's part of his Paul Batman's thing, is that he has contraptions in his suit.
Well, the question didn't say that. They just said who would win, and it was in the octagon. The picture was framed in the octagon, as if it was a face-off.
So that's what my question
okay,
is.
Okay, fuck the face-off. If it's Ben Affleck's Batman.
Just Batman?
That Batman. That version, which was in the picture.
Yeah.
Because they could have put the animated Batman against the animated Captain America. That would be different, too.
If we just talk about this straight up, I'm putting Batman pretty much against anybody if you give him time to do anything.
Right.
Because he has a genius-level intellect. He can literally out... He had a contingency plan for every Justice League member.
And then Donnie going to say, he tried to hit me with the Cat Williams, you having an unusual allegiance to losers.
Yeah.
He tried to hit me with that.
Okay.
I didn't even respond. I didn't think it was worth... Donnie usually is due for a response.
Yeah.
But when it comes to Batman, I'm not putting...
Here, okay, we'll go through every caveat, right?
Okay.
Just to make it fair.
Okay.
If we're talking bare knuckle fighting, Bruce Wayne is losing that fight.
Because of the Soldier Serum.
Correct. Okay. There's literally nothing he could do to physically hurt him in that aspect. The strength.
Got you. Okay.
Right? Because he needed a suit to be Superman and all these things, right? And there's not really... You know, there's no kryptonite for Captain America.
A bullet. Batman don't use guns, but...
But Ben Affleck one does kill people. That's like...
Zack Snyder's going viral today for... Because he was just on Joe Rogan. We'll get to that, too.
Yeah, but... okay, so... And if we're talking about... Now, let's eliminate the UFC rules, right? If they can fight with their suits on.
Yeah.
That changes it. Now, if... Are we still fighting in the ring? Because in the ring... With the suit on, Batman gonna do way more work in that ring. Like he can, you know, he can use the cape for certain things.
Yeah,
and then like you know, he has the armors, and then he has a bunch of tricks up his sleeve that he can use to confuse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Cap gets a shield, Batman gonna be like, "What the fuck going on?"
Yeah, because he can ricochet that shit and all that.
So with no preparation,
and crack his ass in the ribs with that.
With no preparation, I don't know. But if you give him any time. I would put him against anybody.
I just like a pair of apples to apples, oranges to oranges in this particular situation. This is why I'm stuck on the picture itself.
And let's go off. Now that's the next semantic, right? Let's go off that one. So if we're talking about the picture, which we've only had one Captain America, but
then
which era was that in? It kind of looked like either Winter Soldier or Civil War, right?
Yeah.
By the way that he looked,
yeah.
So and then we have Ben Affleck Batman,
which.
Angry, violent.
Look, I don't know if y'all remember this from Batman vs. Superman because a lot of y'all shitted on the film. Y'all had to watch it to shit on it.
The best part in that movie
is when he had to go save his
in the
mom.
Warehouse. I love that part because the part where he grapples the dude and then pulls him to the box, bro. I'm like, oh, that dude has to have his chest caved in.
Like, when he
threw the grenade back.
Yeah, and then he. Punched a nigga through the floor.
Yeah.
He slid a nigga through the wall. Like, no, bro. And hold on, while we're on that film. After Batman had robbed the semi truck or whatever. And his car bounces off Superman. Mm-hmm. Superman rips off the roof. He didn't cower, nigga. He stood up.
No, he ain't never scared.
He stood up. Nigga, what's up? I'm right here. We can do this right now.
He was
nigga.
Only scared one time in that movie.
When
the thing wore off, he was like, oh.
Yeah. But that part is because
every time I see that.
That shit's so fucking iconic
because
to me, though, bro.
He's like, they like squabbing, right?
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know, talking big shit. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, shit. Yeah. She wore off. He didn't know it was going to wear off that fast.
Yeah. He was like, next time they like the signal, don't come. He's like, I just got one question.
Do you bleed?
Do you bleed, motherfucker? Wait, but he said,
you will.
Nigga, yeah. Come on, bro.
He watched him fly away and was like, you will.
Yeah. And he made him bleed.
Yeah, but I mean, he threw his head through a fucking sink.
He made that nigga bleed. But anyways.
How did you do the nerve?
Yeah. Let's get back to the Tuesday, right?
After this, I got another comic book thing.
Okay. So I get to the, I'm in the back, I'm checking shit out, and you know, it's a pretty good day, easy day so far. Since the manager comes to the back, she's like, now, Chris, we had a little issue with the register. You might run into a problem tonight. Like, they know me. I'm not going to leave until I figure out what's wrong, right?
Yeah.
Just the type of person that I don't want to be, we handling money and shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't want.
I get you.
I don't want to be the reason some shit go awry. So I'm like, all right, bet, no problem. We either going to be under or over $84, right? We had a transaction was completed, at least to our knowledge. But basically the system crashed and the transaction never existed. All right, that's basically what happened.
Mm.
Somehow the transaction got voided. But we paid cash. I don't know. But anyways. So, end of the night, I'm doing my thing. But before I even started counting, bro, I went to the cashier who it happened to. And I said, okay, tell me.
What's really going on?
Exactly. Tell me. Like, exactly. Break it down to me so I could, in my mind.
Science.
Yeah. Break down science. Excuse me. And shout out to Michelle. She is a beautiful soul.
Hi, Michelle.
She went to the register, and it's our downtime. Probably got 15 people in the store. Everybody, we just standing behind the register shooting the shit anyways. But she go up to the register and reenacted exactly what happened. She gave me the money, put the money in my drawer, gave her change, gave her the receipt. She walked away. I said, okay, now that I have more context, you're not going to be short. Even though your register froze, you're not going to be short. Because your drawer popped and a receipt was printed. This happened, right? You have a sales number and all that shit. This happened. So you're not going to be short. We should be good. Moment of truth. Now, me, depending on the day, I'll pull the manager's drawer first, count it. I might pull somebody else's drawer too, same time. Like, we slow. We can get out of here at 7:15 tonight. Like, whatever. But Michelle was the last. Michelle was the last drawer that I pulled that night. So this moment of truth, Tom, count a drawer.
You left it for last on purpose.
Well, the way that we, you know, the last two people you pulled the person who's cleaning the restroom first, yeah. And then so Michelle, it wasn't her time.
It just ended up being last.
She just ended up being last.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah, because had she would have not been last, probably would not have stayed an hour after closing to.
But you get to that register and
yeah.
Then,
so I count her drawer. I think
here we go.
Let's say her drawer was $440.50.
Mm-hmm.
She's a great fucking day, you know, for cash. I go to put it in. I get the big red sign. Something's wrong, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure I counted your drawer right, but you can count it again. And she was like, okay. So she starts to count it, and I'm like, you know what? Stop. It's the $84. We're either missing it. Or it's over. So I push it through. Like, this is what we got. This is it. We were over $84. So I was like, okay, cool. No, that's the issue. No problem.
Yeah, because it thinks that y'all have $84 extra dollars because the transaction did not exist.
Exactly. Yeah. But here's the kicker. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
I count my deposit.
Yeah.
I have exactly $1,201.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. $1,201.
$1,201.
Yeah, $1,201. Anytime, and I know you know this, and I know most of y'all with cash handling having to input the deposit knows this, right? But you have a systems total, and you have a user's total, okay? The user's total was $1,190, okay? That's what is expected. The user's total. No. Yeah. The system's total is with the overages or shortage. That number is what I thought we should have had, which is what sent me into a frenzy. Because I'm like, because the system's total was like 168 dollars over.
Okay.
So I'm like, what did I do?
Yeah.
So Dalton, you know my dumb ass. I was thorough.
You scoured.
Yeah. I got on the announcement thing. I said, everybody go home. I'm gonna be here for a while. And I'm not supposed to do that. I'm not supposed to be the only person in the store. But I do it all the time. I just told them myself. But anyways, I do it all the time. Especially if I fuck up, nobody should have to pay for my fuck up. Like, these people got kids, families. They expect to be home. They expect to leave late at 7:30.
Yeah.
So I send them home.
Okay.
I recount all the registers twice. I recount petty cash three times. I'm like, okay, so I didn't accidentally get my money mixed up. That's none of not that
fucked
shit.
Up, yeah.
And it take me time to count the money, obviously. So by the end of it, I called my boss. I'm like, look, we're over, way over, and I don't know why. I counted everything. And she was like, that's strange. We should be short, but we're over. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. So I'm like, all right, bet. She was like, just push it through. Write the comment. Next time, call me earlier. Don't stay there that late. Not in a, like, you broke a rule type thing, but, like, don't stress yourself out about
over
it.
Over this.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, nah, I'm a thorough-ass nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But the money there.
The money there. Over there, right? Yeah, like, so, over there.
Yeah, so something happened.
Yeah, so basically what I said, it got voided. Counted the transaction twice.
Oh, counted twice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's why we were over. But that shit sent me. It's so much so that I talked to my dad about it on the way home.
Oh, man.
He trying to do the math. My mom drinking. She trying to do the math.
You got your parents. Yeah,
so we all in the living room. We paper. If you gave Johnny five apples and he didn't give it back.
Then
why? Because by the end of it, we was like, well, she should be $16 short at least. At least.
Yeah.
Even if the transaction went through and didn't go through, blah, blah, blah. But I ended up texting my boss after that. I was like, look, I can't go to sleep. Like, I can't, this shit is on my mind. I'm on Adderall, too.
Yeah, you're
so
also,
I'm super.
You're OD right now.
Right, so she calls me, and I put it on speaker. She was like, I just got the phone with the assistant manager. I put it on speaker, so she explained it, and my mom in the background, like, see, I told you that's why this happened like this.
Yeah,
and I'm like, okay, yeah. I was like, I got my parents involved.
Yeah.
And I was like, now I can go to sleep. And she started laughing or whatever. But anyways, that shit sent your boy through a little panic attack. I'm not going to lie, bro. Because I was like, I even talked to Diamond about it. Because she was the cash wrap manager at Victoria's Secret. And she was like, the reason why it's not, like, we did the math. Had the $84 thing didn't happen, though, Michelle's drawer would have been perfect. She was it over or under? Well, she's always perfect. But, yeah, that shit, like, I really care, bro. Like, so, there's that. How was your week?
No, nothing like that.
Yeah.
It's been a normal week at dad time.
Yeah.
We're planning out Raiden's birthday right now. Mm-hmm. His birthday's next month, so we're getting all that squared away, getting party favors and figuring out what, kind of what we're going to, how we're going to set the house up and shit.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be at the crib. So that's kind of what we've been working on. And then I've been working on some of the stuff at the back for, like, just our store and at work. And so our work's been kind of busy.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just been dealing with that because, like, people, this is the time where a lot of people go on, like, trips and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, people been in and out, so I've been doing a bunch of extra shit. But yeah, I'm just really just doing a bunch of background work, and then yeah, like I said, go home, take care of Raiden, and then me and you know, I should be going through some things right now. And then, but we just kind of, once we get all settled, we're like, we be tired, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, but we've been watching, she's been watching One Piece. Mm. She's making hella progress.
That's good.
She's in the 400s now.
But Netflix does it. That's where I'm getting confused at. Mm.
The what?
Like, if you're on, never mind. I got to take a picture of it and show you.
Okay. But yeah, that's kind of what we, that's all I've been doing really is that. And yeah, then take care of Raiden and then, yeah, just chilling, planning a party. Mm-hmm. And
I might bring a date to that. So pat me down for a plus one.
It's at the house. You don't need the RSVP for it. But
I'm just saying, might be somebody I haven't met yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to swing something.
But yeah, I mean.
Actually, no, I'm not bringing a date.
Nothing too exciting or crazy happened really for me.
Yeah.
Or in our side.
I'd be so scared to talk to this motherfucker sometimes because I don't know who's listening.
That's the problem.
That's the problem, bro.
If it's already recorded, you can't change it afterward.
And you won't edit shit.
I don't.
One you just want a nigga to be up here, got to over-explain himself.
Hey, I'm sorry, man.
I ain't, but look, I told, like, at the bar
you put yourself
the other day, I told my bartender at Diamond, I was like, I don't explain myself to anybody in that capacity. Like, I was just like, I let them say what they say, and I'll just be like,
Bet.
Okay. All right. But,
yeah, I can't think of anything, like,
I was just, I was just talking to my grandmother about Raiden last night. Because I was like, I can't really go into detail of what I was talking to her about you.
Uh-huh.
If you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at the end of it, I was just like, yeah, I'm, you know, Raiden's godfather. And she was like, well, when's going to be your turn? And I was like, I'm a bachelor, baby. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's in the stars for your boy or whatever. But I wish I could really get into detail about what she said. But I was just like, I don't know, Grandma. It's bad out here. It ain't 1958 no more. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's bad out here. But I'm looking forward to Raiden's birthday because last year was such a good time. Like, Shelby got everybody fucked up, like, early. Well, she didn't really need help to do that. I mean, let me not put all that on her.
I don't know.
But She added to it.
I don't know if we're doing that, bro.
Oh, well, Raiden, I'm going to see you on the flip. You know what I'm saying? I'm just playing.
I think we're going to, there's going to be more kids there. So I think we're not
trying. Bro, it was a lot of kids there last time.
Not really. Like, we had Noah, Taylor.
Nah, nigga, it was kids in that motherfucker, bro.
No, there wasn't.
I'll say it was a lot of people there then.
No, there was a shit ton of people.
Yeah.
But as far as babies, I mean, kids, it was like, I mean, my nephew Jameson. Oh,
because Katie didn't bring Zidane.
Yeah. But my nephew was there. Taylor, Noah, Deuce, but they're all way older than Raiden.
I feel like it was a bunch of little bad motherfuckers running around there, man. But maybe that's just my PTSD.
Yeah, I think there's definitely going to be like actual kids because, you know, two is a bigger thing than
one
because they can actually remember like do stuff.
I want to see if he's going to be clingy like last year.
Probably not because he's
more.
He'll be at home. He like recognizes people now. That's so good. He might be shy for a second because there's more people than usual.
Yeah.
But then once he laughs or sees somebody knows, he'll be all good running around.
Yeah.
Going crazy, getting on his truck, driving around. We won't have to block the hallway off.
Like a boss.
But make sure all the doors are closed.
I don't remember eating there.
Yeah, I had
Chick-fil-A, right?
Chick-fil-A. Flash.
Yeah.
And then I made a bunch of shit, too.
Yeah, I don't remember, bro.
Yeah.
I do remember Chick-fil-A. I do remember.
Yeah, because remember, because the birthday was on a Sunday. We did the party on a Sunday. And then,
was it a Sunday?
And then Ryan was like, how'd you get Chick-fil-A on a Sunday?
Nah, it wasn't on a Sunday.
The party was, I'm pretty sure.
Uh-uh. Okay. It was a Saturday. I got pictures, bro. It was a Saturday.
100%. I must be thinking about the baby shower.
Yeah. That was a. I think I couldn't go to that because y'all did it like on my mom's birthday.
Oh, that's right. It's the baby shower.
Yeah, so it was Sunday. Yeah, I know y'all shit was on Saturday because I had to specifically ask for that day off because it was a weekend.
But, yeah, so that's coming up soon.
Give me the dates, too, so I can, like, block that whole weekend off. I'm just going to take PTO. So if y'all need me, I'll just stay the night over there, and I'll help out.
Okay, I'll let you know.
I'm taking that whole weekend off. Suck me, Nick. I'm tired of working. I'm not tired of working. I'm tired of working when I have other things to do. Like, I hate that. Like, I hate it. Like, PTO, I saw a tweet. It was like, it's like job gives you PTO when you use PTO. And it's like their face, like how they look.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, I'm not scared to ask for PTO, but I know that people, there that exists, though. Like,
absolutely.
People feel like if they ask, they're going to get. But that's there for that. You know what I'm saying? Use y'all motherfucking PTO.
As I always said, look, I'm not asking permission.
Yeah. This is a courtesy.
I'm letting you know I will be gone during this time.
Yeah.
Because they act like people can just, like, people planning trips in advance. Right. Like, I'm buying plane tickets.
Right, doing, you know, all this shit. Yeah.
Hotel reservations, not, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, if I got it booked and I got the date set.
I don't need to tell you that,
like,
I'm booking.
And I'm telling you way in advance, yeah, right? Like, and I'm like, boom. This, and they're like, denied. I'm like, well, this shit's already paid for.
Yeah, I'm out.
Or, like, even if, it always blew my mind, like, in, like, when I work for companies and they, and then, like, when we interview people and they're like, do you have any upcoming vacation time?
Right.
Because, like, you can't take time off during your first 90 days. I'm like, well, if they already had a trip plan, yeah, they're not going to stop it.
So.
The fuck?
When, like, so when I first started working at Digital Room, when I left HRS, yeah, and went up the street, they asked me, like, do you have any upcoming trips? I was like, yes, sir. Going to Disney. Already paid for, already booked, already blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, cool. When I got to Goodwill, they asked me the same. In my mind, I'm thinking that's, they're doing that so they can plan around you not being here. Not that, you know, you, like, we don't do the first 90 days shit.
Nah.
Which I know they do, but yeah. That shit ain't never affected me.
Yeah, it's real, though.
I didn't have anything planned for Disney or when I started Goodwill, but definitely when I started at the print room, because Disney was, that was big.
Yeah, that was a real big deal.
The whole family went.
Yeah, that was crazy. Y'all all was in that bitch.
Yeah, but we had like a 12 bedroom house.
Yeah, y'all had y'all took like vans out there, right? Or is it?
Yeah, my dad rented a van. We drove the truck. And my cousin drove her car out there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I remember y'all had like an express van.
Yeah.
Yep. Y'all was deep as fuck.
Yeah, we was, bro. We was. We really was.
Yeah.
Shit. There was something I wanted to. That conversation we had in the car, that took a lot out of me. Because I'm just a passionate person. And I wanted to talk about it, but we can skip over it for now. Like, let's put a pin in that one.
I did say I had a...
Anime.
No, comic book.
Comic book, yeah.
Remember, just because we're talking about fighting, there's also another character that if they gave it the 100% every time, they would wax a lot of people as Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, he could kill people.
Because he pulls his punches.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, if he ever went unhinged,
yeah,
like, he would knock these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, when Spider-Man 2 came out,
yeah,
the book version said he was hitting Doc Ock so hard that he was knocking him out, like he was going unconscious, but the
thing kept waking him up.
Yeah, like because it was on his nerves.
Thing. Yeah.
It was just keeping his nerves awake. But like I'm like, dog, yeah. Cause he was fucking rocking,
yeah,
son.
Yeah.
But like I'm like, bro, if he ever went unhinged, like Andrew Garfield said in No Way Home, he was like
I stopped pulling my punches. Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, I bet he was punching holes through these motherfuckers, bro. He caught a robber and knocked this motherfucker bite.
Yeah.
Because, I'm saying, like, someone like that, like, man, that would be fucking crazy, right? Like,
they said another one that is kind of being spoke about on Twitter right now is King Kong versus the Hulk.
That's silly.
What?
That is so silly.
Why?
Like the King Kong in the movies, that's the biggest Godzilla?
Well, this one wasn't that big compared I mean, he was big. No. He's bigger than Hulk, but I don't know.
I'm saying the one in Godzilla versus Kong.
Well, it was like a, you know, a fan art.
Okay, but I'm saying in Godzilla versus Kong.
Yeah.
Are we talking about this motherfucker? Because he just gonna step on Cuz.
Yeah, is there more than one of Kong?
Yeah, I mean, and if you look at the older ones, mm-hmm. he's just a big gorilla. Like, yeah. But I'm saying, like, in the modern times,
yeah,
he big as shit.
Yeah.
They did
a scaling?
No, because they did a comic book where Power Rangers were fighting Godzilla.
Yeah.
And, like,
the dino.
He's as big as, the Megazord was his size.
Yeah.
I'm saying, so if you put a Hulk.
Yeah.
Yes, he's strong as shit.
Yeah.
But Kong would just grab him and throw him.
Yeah.
But are we serious?
I don't know, bro.
People don't know power scaling.
These niggas' imaginations be running wild. They was like, Goku wouldn't know what to do with Gear 5 Luffy. And then it was like, Yamcha could just hold him under the water. like, what are we talking about? I don't know, bro. Look, I'm not an enthusiast that.
But no, I just, look, if we're talking power sets, power sets, right?
Yeah.
But you have to understand power scaling.
Yeah.
So there is nobody in One Piece that's like planet destroying.
Right.
Let's get that out the way.
Okay.
Right. Now, like, do you get into questions like One Punch Man? Because like One Punch Man is so strong, like he like obliterates anything in one punch. Like he does like one punch in like the sky parts.
Yeah.
Then we're in a conversation, right?
Yeah.
Like, how strong is he?
Yeah.
Could he fight Goku? I bet he could handle something.
Yeah.
Like, we got to see.
Mm-hmm.
Because that power scaling is outrageous on purpose.
Yeah.
And then we're... And then...
It's raining outside.
You hear the drop?
ASMR.
Oh, wow.
You don't hear it. Oh, it's because I got one ear off thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you probably can't hear it.
Oh, here. Yeah. But, yeah, power scaling is important because you got to see what they're doing in their respective shows, right?
Right.
This man Goku can instant transmission from the other side of the universe.
I'm sorry, something came up in my mind.
What happened?
I don't know if you've seen it because it didn't go viral, but it just happened yesterday.
What?
There's a girl on Twitter who has nothing but fight videos in her media, and it's her. She's fighting different people she's getting her ass. Whooped.
But she's posting it still.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, what is this? Because I seen it, but I didn't say anything about it. And then Justin, he didn't, like, quote tweet it. Brandon's Justin.
Brought it up?
Yeah, he was like, I don't know how or why I just spent, like, my precious time on this girl's
getting ass beat.
Right.
She loses every fight?
Bro, I'll show you. This is crazy. I'm like, wait, what? Cause I didn't get it at first. I'm thinking it's like she just post, you know, pages post fight videos. Fight,
but you're like, wait, it's the same chick.
This is the same chick, and I'm like, wait, let me really pay. Wait, she's getting whooped in all these. Fuck, bro.
Maybe that's just her bag. Like she's
I don't
like,
know, bro.
She's,
and Ryan's got it. So Ryan's seen it too. I'm like,
maybe she's just fighting people because she's like, I'm gonna fight anybody, and like I don't care about.
I think she's from like a weird state too. Like it's not like one of the big.
Like Wisconsin.
It's not California, New York,
Wisconsin,
Texas.
North Dakota.
Nah, I gotta find this shit because this is crazy, bro. I gotta
Maine.
Find it. Nah, it ain't nothing like that, bro.
Delaware.
It might be Florida, low key.
That's not random though.
That's what I'm saying. Like now, that let me pull back.
If it's Florida, that makes the most sense.
Yeah, it does.
So,
let me see what.
What is her name?
Yeah, I'm
so people can find this content.
Yeah, no, this is
that's hilarious.
My heart.
What an interesting take.
Oh, Justin Timberlake's doing a tiny desk. I just watched this man perform on Jimmy Kimmel, like the year Bands Will Make Her Dance came out.
Uh-huh.
And he fucking smoked that shit. Like,
you're back in your JT bag, huh?
Bro, he is. How dare anyone? Just because he white, him and Justin Bieber are not the same. They are not the same monster, bro. Same creation, like same. Y'all niggas made by the Yakub or whatever, but he took his time with Justin, bro.
Hey, fuck she is. Genuine.
Fuck that.
Fuck she is.
I don't give a fuck, bro.
Don't forget cornrows, bro. That's
I don't care, bro. Like, he is. And then to find out he don't write either, like, he just go off of, like, oh, I got it. Let me go in there.
I mean, that was the point of the 2020 experiment, because he was just making a song a day.
It's fucking insane, bro. Let me find this shit, bro. Well, I'll find it and I can't, because I don't want to take too much time. But
that is a very interesting way to do content, though.
This ain't content, bro. Like, this is real life, nigga.
No, it is. Like, if she's taking time to, like,
post I can't
it.
Believe.
Wait. So my thing is, she's getting ass whooped, right?
Yeah.
And it's getting up and, like, all right, I'm going to post this shit.
Bro, and then, like, this nigga.
So she loses every fight. She's in law. Bro, a single fight.
From every. Wait, look, I say, okay. Justin said, my stupid ass just spent the last 4 minutes in somebody media watching her catch fades. And now I think.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I think all y'all that watch Baddies is a little R-word, but I love you and I'm going to protect you still. And Ryan said, I just did that. I said, and he said, that light-skinned girl, shake my head. I feel stupid that I kept watching them shits. I got too much shit to do for that. And I said, dog, I was like, this is all she do.
Fight and lose. Damn, is she like leaking in these videos too?
Nah, it wasn't that bad.
Okay, I need to watch these videos.
We've all seen this, man. One of y'all must have put it on my timeline, bro. She getting handled at every fight. He said, we not finna discuss, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, nah, she got heart though. Cause like, she just keeps fighting. Yeah, I'm gonna find it and I'm gonna send it to you and we'll bring it back up next spot.
Cool.
Cause I don't wanna take too much time. But yeah, power scaling. You saying that just made me think about like she's never power scaled in India. She just got, but you got to respect somebody. Oh, you got to respect somebody like that though, because it's all heart. Like,
I just need.
She
to
fought
know.
a tall girl.
That's what I'm saying. Is her whole point like, I'll just fight anybody. I don't care.
I don't know, bro.
Because
I was showing.
That is intriguing to me that she's like, because someone is filming this.
Yeah,
and then they're like,
give me the footage.
And she's like, this is great.
Right.
I'm getting my ass up. I love it.
Right. Exactly.
Like, so I need to know. I need to dig deeper. I need to know the deep dark criminal link.
And there's not many videos. It's probably like 12. Like,
so she knew. She fresh.
Yeah. Okay. She's new. Yeah, for sure.
Interesting.
Yeah, for sure. Let's stay on fighting. It was just announced today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Today, as
we're talking about power scaling.
Yeah. It was just announced today, which is March 7th, 2024, the year of our Lord, that Jake Paul is fighting Mike Tyson at the AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. First thing I said was, Mike, he finna kill this white boy, right? But then somebody said, what if Jake Paul wins? Now, I know Jake Paul has been fighting people past their prime or people who don't box for real, like the basketball player. I can't remember his name.
With Nate Robinson?
Nate Robinson, which prayers to him because he's looking for kidney or liver or something.
Yeah,
like
he's
that.
On dialysis right now. Yeah,
so I hope he gets that. Yeah, man, Mike is a different type of strong.
Yeah, also, like I said, the weight class is different.
I think somebody said that he punched a horse and knocked it out.
Well, yeah, I bet.
No, we don't believe in, like, animal cruelty, but, like, I would imagine that it will take a lot of force to knock a horse out. My dad had horses. This bitch is tall and muscular.
You can chin check anything though. If you got a chin,
well, no, bro.
No, because
a fucking horse.
Yeah, but like, no, I'm saying because what it does
that
is,
part right here, yeah.
It rattles the brain.
Yeah.
So like, I'm saying if you punch as hard as Mike Tyson punches at like a chin, you can like if you rattle a brain, he can be like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And then you know they're on four, so like if they get one loop. Like, they out of there. But
do you think you can knock a horse out?
Absolutely not. I'm saying, but if you're Mike Tyson,
yeah, you one punch,
you can rock a chin.
That made me go watch Mike's knockout. I don't know, Jake. You better, Jake. Referee gonna be screaming at him like, like Denzel did in training.
I know it's money, but yeah. What made him want to fight? Because he is fighting all retired boxers, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. or just regular people. But
you think he's scared to like fight like
I know he's doing for bread. Like if he brings in money, like I know he trains and shit. I'm not saying he's not athletic or he doesn't know how to box, mm-hmm. but I'm saying like if you want to be taken seriously, mm-hmm. I don't see him beating Mike Tyson, right?
Yeah.
But Mike Tyson if he's not 60, he damn near 60 by this point.
Hey Siri, how old is Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson is 57 years old.
So yeah. he's damn near 60. That's what I'm saying. My man's is still in his 20s.
Yeah, Jake Paul.
Yeah. So that's you're training to fight boxers like that are like way retired.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he fought Mayweather and lost, mm-hmm. but like, so
was that like decided or I didn't watch that fight.
He lost. Yeah.
I don't remember even hearing anything about it.
Like, I don't remember if he got knocked out. He lost the fight.
Yeah. Okay.
But, I'm just like, I know it's a money thing.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if he's like, I want to prove that I'm a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Then fight a real boxer. Like I'm talking about someone your age who trains like, fight if he even tried to fight Ryan Garcia,
it might be. Yeah,
I don't even know if even Ryan Garcia would take the fight because it's not worth his time.
Yeah, Ryan is going through some things right now too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Homie.
Yeah, but
if he fought Javante gonna put off.
But see, that's what I'm saying. So
he gonna show you your heart.
You want to try to fight Tank, bro?
Yeah.
But like that's what I'm saying. These are active boxers that are on that are popular and they're. They have mega fights, right?
Yeah.
So he could bring a crowd.
Yeah.
So we know it could be the money could be there, but will they waste their time?
Right.
Fighting someone like that's what I think. Because one clean shot from Mike Tyson could knock this kid head off.
Kill him.
like you said earlier, it could like Roy Jones started ducking.
Yeah.
And Roy Jones ain't small.
As far as
he ain't no bitch.
Yeah, no.
But he said he hit me one good time. And I was like, he still got it.
Yeah.
Come on, like, cause like we're not gonna act like Mike Tyson unhealthy.
Yeah,
like he clean up.
We saw that video of Mike like play sparring a few years back. Like he still got the speed. He still got the movement. Like
it'll just take one clean hit.
Yeah,
and then he could be wobbling. I'm saying if he gets his chin one time,
I think Mike will knock him out. Like I want to put like I've never betted on anything like the sports betting.
I bet you there's gotta be something that you could bet on that.
Yeah, I'm willing to bet that Mike Tyson Jake's gonna hit that canvas even if his knee just touch it, he gonna fall. I'm pretty sure.
I will only be surprised at this fight is if Jake doesn't get fully knocked out.
That's what I'm saying. That's what has to happen.
Yeah, I won't be surprised. I will be surprised if that happens.
Yeah, but Mike is a different Mike. I know he still got that ferocity or whatever, but will he go into it with that intent? Like, I'm going to hurt this kid. I doubt it.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see.
If Jake piss him off, he will.
That's what I'm saying. And he pisses people off.
Yeah.
He talks shit.
Yeah. He ain't going to talk shit to Mike.
Him and his brother talk a lot of shit.
He not going to talk shit to Mike.
But, I mean, he obviously ain't scared.
Well, Jake is the more flashier brother, right? Logan is the one with the podcast and his prime and all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jake's probably going to piss him off. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
I
expect a...
Are you going to watch? I mean, I know you wouldn't pay, but like, if Shelby was like, I got rated, you can go to Twin Peaks, would you go?
No, I'm not. I will just wait for the result or clips on Twitter.
Yeah,
I guess. I'm not going to bother with it.
What sporting event would you like go out to like see?
What do you mean?
Like, what would you go to Twin Peaks to watch?
Oh, like what would I go out to watch?
Yeah, finals game. If it's a good finals.
Yeah, like basketball for sure.
I will never.
When NCAA tournament come out. I want like Final Four and shit like that. Right. Yeah.
I will never, ever, ever, ever forget that finals. Or was it the finals or the playoffs? We watched at Katie's house.
The Bucks when they beat the Nets. It was game 7.
And KD,
he had a wide open shot.
Yeah.
Because remember, there was one Bucks fan there. He was like, I've been a Bucks fan my whole life.
Yeah.
And then the house
erupted, bro.
It was about to, I remember it went to overtime.
Yeah.
And then he had a wide open shot, missed it. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, that was, it was crazy.
And that was
bro.
The year they won.
The Bucks, right?
Yeah, because.
That was Kyrie, KD. But that was the year Kyrie was, like, sitting out and protesting and shit a lot. And then, like, that's when KD, when Steve, that picture went viral of Steve Nash and KD, because he saved them, like, the game prior to that, because they should have got kicked out the game before that. Yeah. There hasn't been.
That game was exciting.
To me, hasn't been a moment like that electrifying until the bubble.
Because they don't. Like fucking
what Jimmy did for the Heat in the bubble.
That was crazy.
That cemented his legacy to me.
But
like Jimmy can't do no wrong to me.
I don't care what anybody says about the bubble. That was
some ball.
That was pure basketball.
Yeah, that was some ball.
There was no fans, nothing. Yeah. It was pure basketball. That was basketball. And it, like you think about the old school basketball tournaments, like they stay in the hotels, mm-hmm. waking up, walking mm-hmm. downstairs playing basketball. Mm-hmm. That shit was crazy. Mm-hmm. Because the Bucks cleaned up that finals, man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah they were. The Suns
won two games, and then the Bucks won the four in a row.
Yeah.
They fucking went fucking crazy on them boys. I'm trying. What was after that?
The finals.
Denver fucking waxed in the finals.
Denver.
They won last year. They fucking smoked.
And then what? Golden State won the year before that.
Right. Yeah, that was surprising because that was like their comeback. Like you didn't think they were gonna make it back to the finals like that.
I was surprised.
That was cool,
man. Because Jordan Poole was the guy.
Dog, he was a fan favorite.
Yeah, he was.
They turned on him so fast, boy.
Well,
it took one Draymond punch, and then everybody called him a clown.
Oh, Draymond has now shot more threes than Larry Bird by one. I think Larry Bird's like 649, Draymond 650.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Oh, LeBron made history. He's like 40,000 points.
Because he already has a scoring title.
Yeah.
But he's now the first player to get to 40,000 points.
What do you think? Luka's on track, though, right?
No.
I thought they were saying Luka's like.
Nah, JJ Redick already like broke this down on his podcast because Luka was on there with him.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, you'd have to do this to catch LeBron. And it would like sounded unobtainable to me.
Luka's like what, 25?
Yeah, but you gotta, man. I don't think so, bro. I don't think anybody's gonna catch that record for a while. Mm. Number one scoring because it was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. People thought that number was fucking crazy.
Yeah,
and then he did it.
Yeah,
and he not done.
Yeah,
because remember, I'm saying the number's gonna keep going up until he done.
Yeah, yeah.
This man's still scoring 25 points a game, bro. Come on, man.
He do like 27 the other night?
Yeah. So, like, yeah. I mean, Luka does Luka does numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, I think when it's all said and done, Luka going to have a crazy, like, triple-double number. Like, this boy be doing everything.
Yeah.
Him
and Kyrie.
But can he do it for 20 years? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
His conditioning is terrible.
Yeah, he's out of shape.
That's crazy. Records are meant to be broken.
That's true.
So it's just crazy.
Another crazy thing that happened in the sports world that I haven't seen too many people even really talk about is Russell Wilson being cut by.
I'm not surprised.
The Broncos. Who he played for?
Broncos.
Broncos.
No, nobody was surprised, bro. Reason why.
Okay.
Because during the season, mm-hmm. right, they started off very bad.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had a little run.
Mm-hmm.
And. They had at one point they had a chance to make a playoff run,
mm-hmm.
but they lost the game, and it basically took it. And then when someone else won, it kind of took them out of the running.
Mm-hmm.
So they shut Russ down for the rest of the season. Now, when you have a player that you paid, you traded for this man, right? Mm-hmm. You paid a fucking stupid amount of money, right?
Phenomenal fee.
They gave away picks, players, and they gave him his contract. all guaranteed, right? So they shut him down because if you reach certain milestones, you get bonuses, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they did it so they didn't have to come out of pocket any further.
Mm-hmm.
And once that happened, they basically, everybody knew that was his last game with the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't cut players at like that point.
Mm-hmm.
Because the league year is still going. So because now it's on a new league year,
mm-hmm.
whenever they basically announced their intent to cut him. So I think March 13th is the official, they can start cutting because that's the league year start, yeah. right? So they already said, hey, you could talk to other teams about who you want to sign with.
So
now because they cut him though, they have $85 million on the books off the rip. Because they cut him,
and they have to pay him.
Well, he got paid regardless, but that's, it's just dead money.
Mm.
It doesn't, you can't relieve it. So that's just they're in the red now, off the rip. They cut three other players today.
Mm.
They cut their starting safety Justin Simmons, who is a fucking dog, and that saved them $12 million this year. So, but
so to a casual fan who didn't know all that, sure, like yeah. myself.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was strange that the announcement came like a week after he went on the podcast with the dude with the wicks that yellow light, Brandon Marshall, I think.
Oh, name. Yeah.
And he basically explained, Russell explained like what was happening with the Broncos or whatever. And he kind of exposed some whack foul shit.
That Sean Payton and them were doing.
Yeah. And
it was not a good marriage from the get go. They were, yeah. they were that, like I said, they started terribly.
Yeah.
And then, and it wasn't, people want to shit on Russ.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, because people in Seattle were mad that he got traded and he wanted to leave or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, his relationship with Sean, Pete Carroll, like, soured.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to act like, I mean, he, at number wise, he wasn't doing that bad.
Right.
Like, he honestly was not doing mm-hmm. that bad. But the team offensively just couldn't get it going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but there's a lot of things you could attribute to that, which obviously dysfunction can be one of them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he had already known he was leaving.
Yeah.
The coaches knew they weren't going to keep him. Yeah, so, I mean, if you're just, like, randomly looking, you're like, oh, shit, they cut Russ?
Right.
It is random.
Yeah.
But, like, if you were paying attention, like, if you watched sports, you were like, oh, shit, well, yeah. So, I mean, there's...
So, let me ask you this. Who do you see...
Him what, going to?
Yeah. What's a good fit for him?
I think three possibles. The most likely, I'm going to say, is Pittsburgh. But you have Atlanta in the mix because they need a quarterback bad.
Mm.
Like, real bad.
Mm-hmm.
Vikings are another one because Kirk Cousins probably will not be playing there next year because they also need to save money. And I think his time is like, I mean, he's not, I don't think his relationship's sour, but sometimes it's just time to move on.
Mm.
I don't think they'll re-sign him. Cause I think he's also in the mix for Atlanta as well, Kirk Cousins. But so those are my three possibles. I think Pittsburgh makes the most sense because they need a quarterback and I think they would do well with a veteran quarterback with a coach like Mike Tomlin. Who's never had a losing season in his whole fucking coaching career?
Mm. Omar Epps.
Yeah. They look alike.
Yeah.
But he's never had a losing season, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And love them or hate the Steelers, bro, they know how to win games.
Yeah.
And they win with shit quarterbacks.
Mm.
Like, so, like, I think Russ would do good in that system with a coach like that. I think they would work well together. So they need somebody there for some kind of veteran leadership in that quarterback room. Yeah, those are my three possible. I think Steelers is the best shot, in my opinion.
Mm.
But
I just want
to won't know yet until March 13th at least.
Right. I want to add that our TikTok has been going through the roof. These last two videos, I didn't post. There was one I missed. But obviously the Taylor Swift one, and now the
Money Long,
which one person said, he said, what did he say? again, I don't respond on TikTok because I don't really know how to engage there. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I feel like there's different ways of engaging with people on different sites, platform, and I'm just not
hip in that way.
Let me see what this. And the little the sound, the music is a little nice touch I did right there. Shout out to you, boy. One person said I agree. He said y'all out of line with this take. That's all he said. I was like, okay. I just hearted it. Everybody, I'm okay with opinions.
Me too. I'm not mad at anybody reaching out
because right? These are our opinions.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it's not like we didn't shit on anybody. I said it's fine.
Yeah. I think I did end up saying, like, she's not that good.
No, but in that clip, though.
Yeah, the clip was safe. We were safe in the clip.
But even then, on the episode, I was like, she's fine. Yeah, like, yeah, I was like, I was like, it's nothing outstanding, but it didn't suck to me, but like.
Yeah, it don't suck.
But on the clip,
it's though. It was crazy that.
Because at the end of the clip, you said, I want to know the infatuation or whatever.
I was asking, how do you feel about this now?
No, but the end of the clip is like, I want to know
the clip that I clipped.
But
the clip that I clipped of the clip.
Okay, but Clip-inception. Yeah, but that's crazy. I mean, it's just literally target words, man. Like, yeah, that gets you somewhere.
Yeah,
but what else?
Twin, where have you been? Cardi B. We didn't really talk about music. We can kind of end on our music talk. We had a nice little thing. Cardi B drops Freestyle.
Oh. I didn't listen to it.
I didn't listen to it either. But the conversation started around the single.
Oh, because Joe Budden and shit.
Yeah. And look.
I saw what he said.
Yeah.
I didn't listen. Obviously, I don't watch his podcast.
Right, I don't either.
I only catch the clips I can because his podcasts are too long.
Yeah, I catch the clips. I tune into Rory and Miles like every week though. I like their dynamic.
Yeah, better. I know those are you guys. Yeah. But because he said, if I'm not mistaken, that like the girl rap
wave
is over.
Yeah,
and then people are like
up in arms.
You don't have a hit. And he was like, I'll hear the hypocrite.
Yeah, hear the hip police come.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which is kind of what, I mean, our conversation kind of in the car on the way here was kind of.
Was it about women?
It wasn't.
We're talking about the state of music, yeah.
I have notes, bro, about what Joe said. First of all, let me get this out of the way. I agree with what he said.
Okay.
He also went on to say, people like Lotto aren't going anywhere. People like Flo Milli aren't going anywhere. It's basically like, it's like you cast a net out into the ocean being the world, right? In this metaphor, you catch a bunch of fish, right? Every fish that you catch in that net is not going to stay in the net. They're gonna do this number right here and get on up out the net.
Yeah, okay.
Right? And that's all that's happening right now. Like, that net is, we're slowly pulling up the net and these fishes are
Falling out.
Okay. And that's happened since the inception of hip hop. In 50 years, every rapper did not survive every wave that we've had.
Yeah.
Even at, like, if Vince Staples pivots and just do his Netflix show or continue to be an actor and write in that way, perfect, right? Like, I don't think he'll stop rapping, maybe. I don't know, but the reception that he received from the Netflix show has been through the roof. Incredible. Mm-hmm. And he's good at that shit. I watch his YouTube shit.
He's funny.
He's great.
Yeah, he's actually funny.
He cares.
Mm-hmm.
Fucked with. He hit up talked to Donald. Like, yeah, he wants the notes. He wants the game.
Yeah, and also, if you really pay attention to Vince Staples in general, mm-hmm. Like, especially, like, his Rap Radar review, mm-hmm. I mean, interview. Like, the way he sees, like, just the music shit is very interesting. Mm-hmm. And he's not just, like, because he is playful. He's very funny. Mm-hmm. But he also, like, knows what he's doing. Serious. And he knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And he's also well-informed. So, because, like, he, we'll talk about, like, why he doesn't freestyle on the air. He's like, that's just stupid.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, he has some interesting takes, like why he doesn't give gifts and things like that.
Right.
But
or let people in, over to his house. That was with Speedy. He's like, I don't let my friends come to my house because they'll line me up type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
so,
but
yeah, I mean, he just has like so much interesting takes on like the music shit. But,
So what Joe said, I do agree with.
The wave is
coming down, which if you really get into the why is because it's costing too much money to prop a lot of these people up that aren't returning a lot. All right. The second point he made, and I have to agree with again, is Cardi's scared of dropping the album. Not necessarily that it will fail, in my opinion. He didn't say this. But in my opinion, I don't think she's scared of it failing. I think she's scared of it not living up to Invasion of Privacy. Because that album, I remember this like it was fucking yesterday. She dropped the second single, which was Be Careful. And it was a podcast day for us. We were at the apartment. Me, I think you might have been in the room with Shelby, but me, Khalil, you know, everybody that was Brian, Ridge, we all in the living room. We played the record on the Sonos speaker that you had on TV. And we were in there like standing up, arms crossed, like this bitch better, this better be one of them ones. Cause like we think you're one of them ones, right? And it ended up being one of the ones. We was like, oh, this feel like some Drake. You know, back then, if you had a song that felt like Drake could be on, it's like crazy. And then we speculate Drake going to get on a remix.
Her bubble was crazy.
Yeah. The Money Moves.
Like that. I like it like that.
Yeah.
The song with Bruno. WAP.
Yeah, well, this later.
But, I know, but I'm saying, but that's still like, but like, she had, and then, I mean, she's still eating off that album, bro. Let's be honest. Like, but it's look.
Let me tell you. She won rap album of the year for that Grammy. I think we talked about this. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
went up against Daytona, Nipsey.
I forgot about that, Chris.
Who else was in the category? I know Nipsey and Push was in it for sure. Yeah. I can't remember who else was in it. Wow. I think Mac.
What for swimming? Was that out? I mean, was it, I gotta look.
I'm not sure, but
crazy.
This is gonna be this is controversial.
Oh, great!
I'm gonna try to say this with grace, though.
Okay,
because I don't mean this in a malicious way. It's just how I seen it happen. This is all Harvey Weinstein's fault.
What?
His poor decisions of taking advantage of those women caused women to be fed up, caused women to want to protect themselves and speak out on the injustices that are of the industry.
That's great.
Perfect. Should have been happening eons ago.
Sure.
But.
Oh, here's a but.
With that happening.
Okay.
With that happening, it opened the door for women to take charge. Okay? And, but that's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. But the door stayed open a little too long, right?
What do you mean?
Too many ideas came through the door.
So?
Only ideas are not good ideas, though, don't. So? Isn't that, see, the so is the issue. That's the issue. We can't be pacifists with this shit. No, you know why? And I'm speaking, I'm really just genuinely, I'm speaking about rap. I'm not talking about actresses and writers and go be the president.
You talking about music, like rap music.
Because with that, Cardi would not have won on a year if there wasn't a Me Too movement. I'm just being honest, okay? But it happened. We can't erase history. Okay, cool. But here's the thing. We left the door open too long for that type of shit to happen.
Okay.
Which, hate it or love it, it is what it is. But hip hop, I'm talking about rap. All
right.
The thing that I love, you love, our audience loves, we care. We can't even break down a woman's bars without us being sexist or whatever.
Okay.
That's what hip hop is. This shit started in the fucking park. This shit started with niggas being like,
bro, they used to
fucking, I'm better than you.
Yeah, dance battle and shit.
I'm better than you though.
Yeah.
Rap.
Yeah.
Like,
prove it.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. This is gladiator shit, bro.
Yeah.
With words, with intellect. Rakim didn't even fucking cuss, and he was the dopest.
Yeah, the god of C.
So we've gotten to a point with music. Yes, these women are beautiful, but they're not selling us. They're not selling us music. They're selling us personality and looks. And if that costs more to make than these records today, let's just keep it a bean. It's too easy to make a song today, which is what we discussed. It's too easy to upload a song today, which is what we discussed. So where's the money going? We got to put her in ads. We got to get imagery, her makeup done. We got to get her hair done.
Yeah.
She got to stand next to this person. All these other things that it matters, but you know, depending on what your plate of the day is, you know. You saw Missy, she had sex appeal, but she might not have been, I'm just using this as an example. She wasn't, to some men, she might not have been as fine as Trina, but that did not matter back then. Of course you had people poking fun. It wasn't as loud as today because social media didn't exist, but we fucked with Missy. Still fuck with Missy, obviously. Cardi B just sampled her. We fuck with Missy because she was creative. She was spitting. The videos was fire. Mm-hmm. She was a performer. She was she's a writer. She wrote for other people. Like, she held her own with the boys. These girls ain't even on. These rap girls are not on songs with niggas anymore. Why? Why not? So my thing is,
you think they're dodging features?
I mean, like, again, you got Lot. Meg is not scared. Lotto, she's not scared. Flo Milli, she's a rapping ass girl. I don't know if you heard her throw some D's freestyle.
Don't forget Rhapsody either.
Rhapsody, but she's not even, like Joe said, Rhapsody ain't in. That's apples and oranges. I'm talking about where we are today is and what we're being force fed. It's the machine, bro. It's the machine.
That's where the machine's at, yeah.
Now I feel like the industry is starting to realize look, don't get it twisted. I don't think they gonna go and pick up an artist like Tev off the strength of Tev creates good music and great visuals. Like, niggas like Tev, sad to say, are still going to get overlooked, like, in the grand scheme. But I do think there's the industry will. Well, I honestly don't know what the fuck them niggas going to do. But I said Tev as an example because I feel like he's a complete artist in what he does, and he's not. So I don't know his situation. He could be turning down deals left and right. I have no fucking idea. As a matter of fact, him and Kush just they're like performing at South by Southwest.
Yeah, they have a whole Dallas showcase.
Yeah, so congratulations to them brothers. But all I'm saying is, it's just kind of like what the Marvel Disney CEO said about, you know, we just got to refocus and create what we know we can create, right? So all that fast food shit that Disney was doing is coming to a stop, right? I think the industry, music industry, is taking note of that. And since it's predominantly been ran by women since Cardi, to be honest, this time to recoup. It's like, how can we see the numbers of everything, right? Since 2016. We've seen what's been performing and what's not performing and feel like this shit's not going to crash. You know what I'm saying? Like, we see who's working. Tyler, SZA, Drake. Cole put out an album? He did put out that one album.
Yeah.
Kanye, still performing, like, numbers-wise. Beyonce, obviously. Taylor, Adele. Like, we see who's doing it. And I'm not saying every artist is going to be that. But, like, even the little niche artists, there's still art in that, and I just don't see art in what's happening right now. So that's all I'm gonna say on that. But Cardi, I believe she's scared to not live up to that. She can't live up to that. And think about, she dropped that album. It don't do well, or it don't go number one, or it don't perform well, whatever. The ridicule she's going to receive online from the barbs.
It's
going to
be
It's going to be too much. It's going to be too much. Oh, this the girl y'all said that was the new one and taking over? When our girl just dropped, she went number one. Why y'all didn't? Her man cheated on her. Like, everything's going to come up. Everything but the music. You know what I'm saying? So, I did think I was going to talk about that. I said I didn't want to, but we got there, so I'm sorry.
Well, just know Chris said it. I did not.
Yeah, this is all on me. I'll take that.
But, yeah, I mean, trends always die.
That's true.
And like I said, in the car, everything always recycles at some point. But the wave could very well be over, just like the wave ended for Snap Music mm-hmm. and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. This is just the nature of the beast. Mm-hmm. And this time it just happens to be the influx of women rappers we had. And they were running the game. And then now it's just, like, and then where we at? Like, show and prove, right? Like, so, I mean, because music is fickle, man. Like,
it is.
You have to earn the right to, you know, to not produce out here. Like, so, like, you don't, I mean, there's very, even major artists, there's very few that wait that long.
Yeah.
Right? After one album.
Right.
Frank Ocean is an exception.
Mm-hmm. But again, he's
creating art. SZA is an exception. But like, even Kendrick didn't do that. J. Cole didn't do that.
Well, I guess between Damn and this one.
But Damn is his third album.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
One album.
Yeah.
Like, I remember Ludacris was notorious for putting an album every year.
Hove.
Because they didn't want, they wanted to
keep their hotness.
Yeah, and they wanted to prove, like, I'm still top of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine if Ludacris at the height of his popularity would have stopped and waited 6 years.
Would have been the dumbest thing ever.
We would have been like, Ludacris.
We would have got stuck with Jermaine Dupri and Fast and Furious.
We would have just had T.I., you know?
Yeah.
And there would have been no stomp. So, like,
great verse.
But
you had to buy the there was a certain version of that album you had to buy to get Ludacris' version.
Yeah, the uncut
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, obviously, you can find it now anywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just a cycle. And rap music gets it, I think, more than anybody else. Mm-hmm.
Also, hate him or love him, Russ, the rapper, is a very informative guy. He's a little bit arrogant, too arrogant for me, though. Especially right. with him being Italian or whatever the fuck. I'm like, sit your ass down.
But, I mean,
but he's very intelligent.
Yeah, I mean, he's independent.
Yeah.
And he did do it from, like,
nothing.
Like, straight independent. Like, yeah. He wasn't, like, half independent. Like, right. He was, like,
all the way.
Like, I know he had, like, some resources from his parents.
Right.
But I'm saying he literally had, like, no following to, yeah. Like a rabid fan base.
He said he was on Flagrant. I just watched this clip the other day. And they asked him, like, about the status of the industry or whatever. And he was like, country music fans, the reason why the it seems like country's like blowing up overnight, and like, well, country's, we live in Texas, so country's always played a huge part in our existence here.
Yeah.
Like, you can't escape that shit.
Cannot.
For better or worse. But he was basically just made a great point. Like, country music fans just started streaming. So, of course, their numbers are going to go through the roof because they was the last ones to the party as far as getting on streaming platforms and shit. Mm. And I was like, damn, this nigga right. So, shout out to Beyonce because she finna catch all that.
When you right, you're right, bro.
I never thought about that. Stream, like, fans not being on streaming of people that, I'm sure there were some there, but in droves like this.
Yeah.
Country just white people blues, though. You know what I'm saying? So, there you have it. Anyways, you got any closing statements?
I don't know. You just like...
I hope we don't get... I did tweet, I'm going to try to get us canceled this year. That wasn't my attempt. Me trying to get us canceled, I would have been like... Like I said, get a bunch of midgets up in here and strip a pose and just have them... Climbing it and just watch them twirl down.
That would go crazy on TikTok. That would go nuts on TikTok.
But while they're doing that, we're just staying focused on our topics.
Like, not even paying attention.
Yeah, like they just
throwing it out there. Okay.
That's my dream.
That is your dream?
Yeah.
Well, I won't be here for that.
Who else I'm going to do it with?
I don't know. Amanda.
Amanda. Need you back. Need you back.
But, I don't
Amanda
know.
Hasn't bought it here yet.
No. No.
And he's sleeping. They going to her and Dom are going to Houston for the rodeo.
It's time. I don't think I have anything or anything I think I saw that was interesting. What? You thought of something?
Yeah, Houston, because this girl from Houston, or that is in Houston, I guess she lives in Houston. I don't know her name. I guess she owns like a jewelry shop or a clothing brand. I don't know. But she kind of went viral last weekend or maybe the week before, 2 weekends ago. Because she ran into Kanye and Kanye let her film him. And he said something about her pants. And so she was like, oh, yeah, these pants are called like Hellfire or something like that. And so Kanye was like, you can see it on his face. He was like, but you believe in God though, right? She was like, yeah. It was so funny, bro. Because you know how he do that thing where he kind of got the smirk, but he got so serious. Yeah, you believe in God, though, right?
Yeah.
Look right in the camera.
His switch is so fast,
yeah,
bro.
It's crazy, bro. It's insane.
I don't know if I can follow a conversation with him.
Cause yeah.
Because I'd be like,
trying to laugh.
Where we at, bro?
Yeah. But you saying H-Town just reminded me of all that.
I did not see that.
I'll say it to you. You believe in God though, right? Fucking crazy.
But yeah, I don't know. I can't think of anything else that like stuck out like news-wise or anything.
So, let me ask you this. I'm sure you're not going to be able to catch the theatrical release of Dune.
I want to.
I want to too.
Cuz I think that's the way to watch it.
Yeah. But I might just have, I mean, I could go this weekend, really, when I get off work one day, but it's nothing like going with, like, those type of movies, you gotta go with, you know what I'm saying, it's one of the ones, you gotta go with the crew or some shit. Man. Like, the last movie we all went to go see was together, well, not all, but, like, me, you, and Ryan was, what, Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
And then the one before that, me, you, Domin, and Shelby went to go see Black Panther.
Yeah.
Like, that shit can't stop. Like, we got to go catch the big ones together. Like, I feel like, I know it's hard because of the kids and everything.
Tough for me.
I know, but y'all had Raiden when Black Panther was out, right?
Yeah. No.
He was born? She wasn't pregnant?
No, yeah, he was, yeah, but that night, her mom was.
Mom, yeah.
But, you know, coming up, it's going to be harder.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we just have to plan it because like if we can.
How about this? I won't go see it when it come out on HBO Max. I'll come to the crib.
Well, yeah, we could do that. I do want to see it in that because they said it's just beautiful.
Yeah, I bet.
I need to see the way his cinematography is. I think they have it in, like 70mm too, like we saw Oppenheimer in. So. So yeah, they said it's one of the ones.
Yeah,
I definitely want to see it. And then this year's a good year for movies, finally. Mm-hmm. So we got to go see Deadpool 2.
Yeah, now that you're gonna plan for.
Oh yeah, I mean yeah, because I honestly don't want any spoilers from the movie. I need to see that shit like we got to see that like day one, because I am not trying to get spoiled, because I'm gonna be hot. That's one, because that one has like too many cameos that are gonna pop up. And I'll be mad if I get any of them.
And it's the first like Marvel release since the crash.
And it's the only one this year, so it's like a big one.
When that one come out?
Summer, July, I think. June or July. Or it might be even early, May. I think it's July, though.
Here comes the Men in Black.
It comes out something July 26th. Man, my memory's crazy. But I don't have anything else, bro.
Man, I'm ready to go eat.
All right. You going to B-Dubs?
No, I'm going home.
All right. Well, there it is, everybody. Episode 250. We did it. We're halfway to 500.
Daytona 500.
That's crazy.
Ow. That's going to be my new.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.